Psalm 3, verses 1 through 3. Lord, how they have increased to trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. The background of this chapter is found in 2 Samuel 15 through 17, where David is fleeing from Absalom, who is trying to take over his kingdom. The title in many of your Bibles says, "A Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son." A Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. A tidal wave of trouble is crushing in upon David. He's distressed, and he is deserted by family, in particular Absalom. Deserted by friends, Ahithophel, and foes. 2 Samuel 15:12. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Giloh, where he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. 2 Samuel 16:15. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with them. 2 Samuel 17:1. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, "Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night." His son and his friend. Fighting from within is very destructive. It's destructive for us. When the church is fighting, it hurts the testimony of that church. Fighting hurts our home, our hearts, and the house of God. The betrayal of these loved ones and friends had to be painful and crushing. Have you ever been betrayed or rejected? If so, you know exactly how David is feeling. David says in verse 1, "Lord, how are they increased that troubled me?" Things are getting hot for David. Tribulations, trials, troubles. They tend to come in troops. We say that trouble comes in threes. Spurgeon said, "Trouble comes in flocks." Trouble also comes very quickly. Our circumstances can take a 180-degree turn very quickly. David went from king to fugitive, from safety to danger, from health to sickness, from wealth to poverty, and from life to death very swiftly. Many, that is what the text said, many troubled David. Many are they that rise up against me. How they increased that troubled me. Troubled. Distressed. The idea of this word is David's foes recoiling him, putting his back against the wall. They're crowding him into a tight place. Have you ever felt like you were being trapped or cornered? This is the way that David felt. His circumstances are getting hot. David said, "Many rise up against me or make war against me." David was feeling the pressure of being in the minority. Part of his pressure was he is reaping the sinful seeds that he had sown. He was disloyal to Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. Now David's family, friends, and nation are disloyal to him. Yet God has not forsaken David. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. Selah. Many there be which say of my soul. Psalm 3, verse 2. There is no help for him in God. The popular opinion of the crowd or the majority is David has lost God's help. He is forsaken. The majority said it, but the majority is not often right. Be careful about what quote unquote they say. Spreading gossip or heeding it can get you into major trouble, what they say. Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. But he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Proverbs 21:23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Watch that mouth. Proverbs 11:9. A hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. No help for David was a popular message. That was the message of the majority. There's no help for David. It was a confident message that the people had. No help for David, no help for David. They were confident, but it wasn't true. For David was not forsaken by the Lord. And brother and sister, if you are a child of God, you are not forsaken by the Lord. Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Brother and sister, you who right now the majority is against you, dark clouds of providence is pressing in on you. You feel that God is forsaking you. Many there are that say, there's no help for you in God. But yes, there is. Yet there is. The ungodly seem to be in the majority, but their conclusions are wrong. Here are some of the false conclusions that the majority make today. Maybe you find yourself in these following conclusions. Some say, there is no God. But Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable things. There is none that doeth good. My way is the right way. Proverbs 14:12. There's a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The majority says there's no God. The majority says my way is the right way. The majority says do your own thing. You won't get caught or hurt. Isaiah 29:15. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us? And who knows us? The Lord knows. Ecclesiastes 12:14. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The majority, there's no God. My way is the right way. Do your own thing. For God can't solve your problems. Do it yourself. Numbers 13:31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. But the world says, do it yourself. Numbers 14:3-4 tells us, and wherefore has the Lord brought us onto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into the Egypt. Do it yourself. Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Brothers and sisters, don't listen to the world. Do it yourself. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, that the people, the majority around you are saying there is no help for you, God says, yes, there is. The world says, you have plenty of time to serve God or to get saved. But Luke 12:19-21 says, and I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be? All them toys that you're accumulating. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. He calls you a fool, you who think you have plenty of time to serve God or to get saved. Your only concern is eating, drinking, and being merry. That is the opinion of the world. The opinion of the world would tell you the powerful, the successful are the greatest. But Luke 9:46-48 tells us, then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him, and said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receives him that sent me, for he that is least among you, that one shall be great. The world says, no, the powerful, the successful, they're the great ones. But our Lord says just the opposite. Many are they that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. The world says, you don't have to answer to God. It's your life, not his. Luke 19:14, but his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. This is what the world says. This is what the majority says. Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. We do have to answer to God one day. The majority says, you don't have to answer to God. It's your life, not his. Many a day that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Many a day would say of believers, you're a fool. You're a fool to follow this God that you can't see. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Are they rising up against you, brother? Sister, have they increased that trouble you? Brothers and sisters, are there many that say of your soul, there's no help for you? There's no help for you in God. The Lord says to you today, Selah. Psalm 3:2 ends with the word Selah. This is the first of 78 times it's used in the Psalms. It's usually at the end of the sentence or the paragraph. It has several possible meanings. Directed the singers to rest, to pause, to be silent while the music played, an interlude. The purpose of the pause was to ponder what had just been said. Brothers and sisters, we need to slow down and ponder what God says. Doing this will help us to keep our cool when the pressures of life, the circumstances of life, those around us are pressing down. Many brothers and sisters will say of your soul that there is no help for you in God. They'll rise up against you. many are saying, there is no help for you in God. But God says, Selah. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Selah also can mean to bend the body as an act of reverence or respect. Brother and sister, the Lord would have us to bend our knee, to bow our head in humble submission, and simply confess to Him, even as the psalmist did in Psalm verses 1 and 2. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? With head bowed, many are they who rise up against me. Many are they that say of me, you're a fool. You're a fool, you're stupid. This is crazy. This whole God thing, this whole Jesus thing, this is insane. Many are they that say of me, there's no help for you in God. But God says, Selah. Take time to ponder what the Word of God says. Take time to pray. Take time to steal away into the secret place and be alone. Slow down. Ponder what God says. And know that God is our refuge and our strength. And He is a very present help in time of trouble.